Welcome to Module 2, Formative Evaluation, the listening part. Meet Alan and Janet. They are the two main characters you will encounter throughout the exam. Janet is looking in the classified ads for a piano and a bike. In each situation, you will hear a conversation on the audio file. After hearing the conversation, you will be told to read a question or a statement. Then, you will hear the conversation a second time. Finally, you will choose the correct answer. Remember, write your answers on the answer sheet, not in this booklet. Are there any questions? All right then, good luck and have fun! Situation 1. Alan and Janet are at home reading the newspaper. Listen to their conversation.
Hey, listen to this, Alan. I found something interesting in the classifieds.
Oh no, not again. What do you want to buy this time?
Well, I'd like to get a piano.
A piano? What kind of piano?
A Baldwin.
No, I mean, what style is it?
It says here it's an upright piano.
Well, it's not the big one. Has it been tuned recently?
Yes, last spring at a music school.
How much do they want for it?
They're asking $2,900, and it says it is a 1979.
Don't you think it's a bit old? Anyway, do you play the piano?
Nah, not really, but I want to learn.
Well, Janet, it might be a good idea to take music lessons before buying a piano.
Why? It's supposed to be easy.
It's not that easy. Instead of calling now, why don't you learn first? I'll even pay for you music lessons.
All right. It's a deal. You've convinced me. I'll make sure I like it before making a decision.
Now, read statements 1 and 2. Listen to the first part of the conversation again. Write T for true statement or F for false statement.
Hey, listen to this, Alan. I found something interesting in the classifieds.
Oh no, not again. What do you want to buy this time?
Well, I'd like to get a piano.
A piano? What kind of piano?
A Baldwin.
No, I mean, what style is it?
It says here it's an upright piano.
Well, it's not the big one. Has it been tuned recently?
Yes, last spring at a music school.
Now, read statements 3 and 4. Listen to the last part of the conversation. Write A, B, C, or D.
How much do they want for it?
They're asking $2,900, and it says it is a 1979.
Don't you think it's a bit old? Anyway, do you play the piano?
Nah, not really, but I want to learn.
Well, Janet, it might be a good idea to take music lessons before buying a piano.
Why? It's supposed to be easy.
It's not that easy. Instead of calling now, why don't you learn first? I'll even pay for you music lessons.
All right, it's a deal. You've convinced me. I'll make sure I like it before making a decision.
Situation 2. Now, Janet is calling about a bicycle for her son. Listen to the conversation.
Benny's as good as new store. May I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the ad in this morning's paper.
Yes, which ad would that be?
The one about secondhand bicycles.
Oh, of course. What model would you like?
Well, Which one would you recommend for a 10-year-old boy?
Does he ride on the bicycle paths or does he prefer rougher trails?
He rides on hills or in the woods with his friends.
In that case, I would suggest a mountain bike.
Do you have any in stock now?
As a matter of fact, I just bought one yesterday that would be just the right size for your son. Are you interested?
It depends. How much are you asking for it?
Just $250.
You've got to be joking. It's secondhand.
No, it's in excellent condition. A new bike of that quality would be worth at least $800.
Oh no, it's much too expensive. Forget it. I'll try to find a cheaper one.
Well, it's up to you, but it's a good bargain. If you change your mind, give me a call.
Sorry, it's really too much for me. Thanks anyway. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Read statements 5, 6, 7, and 8. Listen to the conversation again. Write A, B, or C.
Benny's as good as new store. May I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the ad in this morning's paper.
Yes, which ad would that be?
The one about secondhand bicycles.
Oh, of course. What model would you like?
Well, which one would you recommend for a 10-year-old boy?
Does he ride on the bicycle paths or does he prefer rougher trails?
He rides on hills or in the woods with his friends.
In that case, I would suggest a mountain bike.
Do you have any in stock now?
As a matter of fact, I just bought one yesterday that would be just the right size for your son. Are you interested?
It depends. How much are you asking for it?
Just $250.
You've got to be joking. It's secondhand.
No, it's in excellent condition. A new bike of that quality would be worth at least $800.
Oh no, it's much too expensive. Forget it. I'll try to find a cheaper one.
Well, it's up to you, but it's a good bargain. If you change your mind, give me a call.
Sorry, it's really too much for me. Thanks anyway. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
This is the end of ANG 436-6 Module 2, Formative Evaluation, the listening part.